Living in Their Reality, Lessons from 5 Years of Caring for Loved Ones with Dementia. Deborah Westbrook never imagined she'd be accused by the police of stealing her mother's pets. But that's exactly what happened one evening when the sheriff showed up after her mother, who lived next door, reported the theft. In that moment, Westbrook realized dementia was rewriting her mother's reality, one hallucination at a time. Her mom thought Westbrook had snuck in and out of her bedroom window, leaving with a cat under her arm. At first, it was deeply upsetting, Westbrook told the Epoch Times. She looked at me so seriously and said, "Deborah, I saw you." In hindsight, Westbrook sees the humor in such an improbable accusation. "I learned then that caregiving for someone with dementia means accepting a new reality and learning to navigate it without judgment or argument." That night marked the beginning of a long, often frustrating, but ultimately transformative experience for Westbrook and her husband, Billy, as they cared for her mother and her mother-in-law, both of whom had dementia. Dementia can affect everything from memory to behavior that often leads to challenging moments. At her wit's end, Westbrook contacted the Social Service Department of Aging and took a crash course in dementia care with a counselor. "Dementia can manifest differently," Westbrook said. "For mother, it was the hallucinations. For my mother-in-law, it was the flight risk." But Westbrook found herself learning crucial lessons, from how to prevent a loved one from wandering to the importance of legal planning. These are the hard-won insights that helped her navigate a labyrinth of emotional and practical challenges. Avoid arguments, it makes things worse. One of the most important lessons Westbrook learned in caring for her mother, Jerry, was that arguing was a losing battle. Arguing not only disrupts sense of safety but can also escalate distress. Many of their disagreements arose around Jerry's growing inability to maintain her independence and autonomy, especially when it came to tasks like shopping, cooking, or dressing herself. She couldn't bend over to put on socks nor could she stand for extended periods of time. Jerry struggled with memory and problem solving. Westbrook said that conversations involving simple tasks like feeding and changing the litters for her cats or needing to hire for yard work could quickly spiral into confusion and unnecessary tension. These exchanges, though initially straightforward, soon became overwhelming for Jerry, as she would forget the number of pets she had and that she needed regular lawn care. To avoid arguments, especially in moments when Jerry made false accusations, like accusing her son-in-law of taking her hammer from the shed, Westbrook and her husband learned to recognize that these claims were rooted in her increasing sense of vulnerability and confusion. By offering reassurance, they could prevent unnecessary tension and help her feel more secure. "So we validated her feelings and told her that Billy thought the handle needed cleaning, even though the incident never occurred. They have one reality, and that's their safe place. You cannot and should not challenge that," she added. Engaging in a back and forth or presenting logical explanations often leads to anger or heightened anxiety in a person with dementia. Experts agree that arguing with someone living with dementia can exacerbate confusion and agitation. According to the Alzheimer's Society, people with dementia may not always recognize or retain facts but are highly attuned to emotional cues, like tone of voice or body language. Even if the caregiver's facts are correct, the emotional tension created by the disagreement can increase feelings of fear, insecurity, and agitation for the person with dementia. Instead of battling, Westbrook learned to let go of logic and focus on her mother's emotional needs, allowing her to feel safe in her reality. Pivot, redirection eases tension. She also learned how to deflect, sometimes with a subtle shift, sometimes with a quick change of subject, but always with the goal of protecting Jerry from the emotional whiplash of confusion. "Steer them away before they spiral," Westbrook said. "Once they start heading down that path, you have to be a step ahead, redirecting them before it gets too out of control." For Westbrook, spiraling often meant her mother would become overwhelmed by frustration or anxiety. This would usually trigger visible signs of distress, such as shortness of breath, along with hive-like patches appearing on Jerry's face, and occasionally, her hands clenching over her chest. Jerry would begin making accusations in an anxious loop, unable to break free from the paranoia that was consuming her. In those moments, it became clear that Jerry was slipping into anger and anxiety. These behaviors were often triggered by confusion or a sense of lost control. For instance, Jerry became obsessed with doing a full bathroom renovation. Telling her it was both beyond her budget and unnecessary only heightened her agitation. She had lost the ability to be her own boss and make her own decisions, Westbrook said. When she saw these cues, repetition, physical tension, and signs of anxiety, she knew a redirection was needed. To change the subject, she'd use a framed photo of Jerry or a personal object in the room to gently shift her mother's attention. "Oh, is that the photo from when you were 4 years old?" This subtle pivot would refocus Jerry's attention, guiding her away from distressing thoughts and onto something more comforting. The goal was never to dismiss her feelings but to prevent the anxiety from escalating. Nurses often use redirection as a technique for managing these moments in nursing homes. The National Institute on Aging recommends shifting the focus of a conversation to reduce agitation and allow the person to feel more comfortable. Think of it like pumping the brakes to slow down a car, just a little nudge to change direction, and it calms them down, Westbrook noted. Give tasks, they keep loved ones engaged. The unpredictable nature of dementia also meant Westbrook couldn't sit idly by, waiting for the next emotional wave to crash. She found that giving her mother-in-law Jean, who was highly mobile and physically capable, something to do helped her feel purposeful and kept her mind active. Jean loved to sweep, rake, and help around the house, Westbrook recalls. All we had to do was hand her a rake, and she'd get to work. If I gave her a dust cloth or asked her to snap beans, she was content. Creating a structured routine was crucial. Jean thrived on predictability, and tasks gave her something to look forward to. Westbrook and her husband found that routine helped prevent restlessness. Keeping Jean engaged wasn't always easy, but when she had something to focus on, the storm of restlessness subsided. Creating a sense of purpose, even in small tasks, can help reduce restlessness and agitation, according to the Alzheimer's Association, which recommends structured activities, which can provide a sense of accomplishment. She needed to feel like she was still part of the family, still contributing, Westbrook added. Flight risk, prevent wandering. As Jean's dementia progressed, her wandering became a source of anxiety for the Westbrooks. The fear of Jean going out, unaware, was always hovering in the background. One morning, it became all too real when Jean was seen heading toward the highway in her golf cart. We were jolted by a truck pulling into the driveway. The driver opened the door, and out stepped Jean, who had gotten lost. She told us she was coming to see us, but her house was just at the beginning of their driveway. Wandering is a common behavior in people with dementia, especially as they progress into more severe stages, according to the Mayo Clinic. It often stems from confusion, fear, or an unmet need. For example, a person may wander because they no longer recognize familiar surroundings or they feel disoriented in a space. Even with the doors locked, she'd get out at night and be in the yard, sometimes in the woods, digging in a ditch with a shovel and rake, Billy Westbrook said. To keep his mom safe from her late-night confusion, the Westbrooks had to set up a bed for her in their bedroom. My mom had always said she didn't want to be a burden to us, and years before, she told us about two nursing homes she trusts, he told the Epoch Times. After another year, we moved her into one of those. It wasn't easy, but it was for her safety. Legal prep, don't delay power of attorney. When the Westbrooks realized that Jerry's dementia had taken a serious toll on her decision-making, it was too late to act immediately. Without legal power of attorney, I was powerless to make important medical decisions for mother, Westbrook said. I had to go through the court process to get guardianship, she added. If I had that power of attorney earlier, I could have gotten her the medical help she needed sooner. Gaining guardianship over her mother was a drawn-out process that required patience, money, and time. The process dragged on for 3 months and cost over $3,000, an emotional and financial strain that deepened their stress. Jerry had been refusing doctor visits for over a year, and while the Westbrooks did their best to keep her calm and free from anxiety, they could no longer validate her feelings when her health condition worsened. Without legal authority, however, Westbrook had no way to ensure the care Jerry needed but was refusing. When guardianship was finally granted and Jerry saw a specialist, the diagnosis was devastating for everyone: stage 4 colorectal cancer. Westbrook's advice to anyone in a similar situation: don't wait until it's a crisis. You need that power of attorney before things get too complicated. Avoid losing your cool, get support. It's easy to lose your cool when everything feels out of control. For Westbrook, staying calm was a survival tactic, something that became instinctual over the 5 years of caregiving. I had to breathe. I had to learn to take those moments and just breathe deeply, she shares, reflecting on how she kept herself grounded through the stress, the constant ups and downs. Westbrook's go-to method for staying calm was Dr. Andrew Weil's 4-7-8 breathing technique, which she used whenever she felt overwhelmed. To do it, inhale quietly through your nose for a count of 4, hold your breath for a count of 7, then exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of 8. This pattern, she said, really helped calm her when she felt tense. At night, she'd also practice deep breathing before falling asleep, but only holding her breath briefly before exhaling. I found peace in that brief moment before breathing out, she added. But even the most composed caregivers need help, and Westbrook urges others to find support. Caregiving is deeply rewarding, but also all-consuming. It wasn't just her mother and mother-in-law who needed her attention, it was herself, too. Westbrook made time to swim at the gym twice a week, joined a group of retirees and seniors who, like her, had caregiving stories to share. The camaraderie and physical activity gave her a much-needed outlet. It's really important to find someone to talk to swap stories with, because sometimes that's what gets you through. You can't pour from an empty cup.